We need them all. We need them all, you know, as long as it's there. And then we could all debate on a tree, and I just wonder, you know, that, I mean, all we know is that they try to have a man to replace it, is that right?
But this has to be a back channel thing, because the best man for the special.
Yeah, I can imagine. Frank has sent a different letter to Keith, I'm on a reply in personal terms, but, so I'll work something on that. I thought I read the letter, I love the stand, but kind of very, very perceptive. I can use most of this.
Yeah, I think I'll look at it.
He's having it.
You know, he's going to, terrific, and
they have, Ross there.
You know, yeah, he's a fine fellow, he was just beginning, he's 70 years old.
Is he 70 or?
He was on the house farm, I guess.
He was the ranking company.
Yeah.
He's a very, very nice fellow.
We'll wait for tomorrow, see, I think it might be a good idea to have, I want to get Conley in soon, you know, he's kind of, do all these dull goddamn things up there, you know, testifying, or in the training, and that's wearing out. And I was thinking that we had, maybe I could find all of this. I just think it's good to have him in with our small group. We'll call it an NSC meeting. I'll tell him we're in there, and just have a briefing on the office. What do you think? Let them all hear it, and Rogers can say something, and the rest, he's asked about it all the time. I'd like to have him here, and I'd have Mitchell here. They all need to hear it. See, we haven't given anybody a briefing on it. And I was thinking that Friday would be a good time. And we haven't, is there anything else you might want to get out of the way? Let's see, we have an NSC meeting the following, a week from Monday to the Monday. So if there's any other items, we could pull up, or we're just thinking on that.
We can do it on that.
That's worthwhile to do that.
But I think you have them all, that's by that time, a few of them involved.
Yeah, they all have them online.
You can have a mid-easy flow up in the situation. I'm just lagging it, because
on that Friday,
I think that what we find inside is to put it in the NSC meeting prior to that day, I was talking to John Paul.
That's right. We ended up not doing it because you wouldn't be ready for one.
Well, I had one on this, you know, what I told you about.
We could do one after we push swearing in at 10, and right after that you could do an NSC press.
But that would be good invite him to sit in too for that briefing. It'd be good to have him sit in on the briefing. In other words, let it be on one of those where they get all ready. And that'd be good to let Shakespeare sit in on. He's gonna come in.
Yeah, but anyway, Shakespeare's
bad, maybe you also might as well make it a formal meeting.
No, that's what I intend. That's what I meant. Make it a formal meeting and let the others sit in so they don't get the feeling that they're in an NSC meeting. And then you see, when we don't have Shakespeare, they're off, you know. Down, frankly, to Connell. Well, if you have a swearing in at 10 o'clock, why don't we have the NSC meeting at
find it. Larry was very impressive when I was in there, remembering from the ground.
Oh, yeah.
He did indeed when he was here, and he did it without it. He did it in the Waller style. And I noticed, too, it was contracting what everybody said, and I like that. Station Department Language Specialist assigned to the interpreter services. Let's find out how smart he is. You know what I mean? I want to know. I want to know whether he's 37 years old.
Yeah.
Good God. Maybe he doesn't know anything else. So it may not be useful to us.
Well, but that's Steve Walker's view was if you want a guy like of that kind,
he's apparently a follower.
That's it.
Who can sit in a conversation without taking a note and write it down, and that can be a very valuable man to have around him. Just a recorder.
You know, he's just a language specialist that's attached to the interpreter service division.
He's just
come over here.
That's what would it be?
A reporter.
Okay. A reporter, but not just a language.
A historian. Sit in meetings and then run
that. And not just on all fields. Every time I come to a meeting, on somebody, obviously, he knows about it. Every time you sit, and he doesn't know anything else. And later goes out and writes a memorandum of conversation.
Could be invaluable. Because it does the kind of thing that Walters can do, but at a level where you can use it
on every project, too.
Yeah.
We may not be. I just sort of thought that the. We thought Walter's doing that, certainly isn't a good use of his time. Thanks, Dan. I want to talk to you about this Wallace thing, because it involves Mitchell, so.
Cisco and the other informant. And is there anybody else that should appear in Vietnam? Is that about all?
Well, you can get Helms on the situation in Northern Laos. That's there.
Good. Well, just that Helms give an intelligence briefing
of the situation
on both the Middle East and the others. I mean, he can always say that. That'll give him a feeling of a 15-minute briefing.
Okay.
And that'll give us a good subject, and we ought to do that now and then anyway. It pulls them all together, and it's a subject that we've been discussing with everybody else, so we may as well have it at the end of it, too. Right after Bush is swearing in, and invite Bush.
And we'll have the whole NSC plus Bush.
The whole NSC plus Bush and, of course, Cotton.
Mitchell.
No, I don't want to, but not that active at all. I don't want him. He's not on it. See, just the NSC plus I have let the undersecretaries come this time because they serve a blessing. That active come, you know, they do anyway. Don't tell them not to, but I let them come. But you think so?
Right.
It'd be good to bear her out.
Right.
Want folks to come and see on that thing too?
Well, it would get too big.
Too military. Okay.
All right. If Mora wants it, well, that's Mora.
Mora will do. No, Mora will do.
The book is nothing group.
Incidentally, well, Mora will do a good job. Because he's a
pretty good job.
Talker, and he's positive.
Good.
Thank you. things, plus the fact that I think with other things on the plate, that his character is too good. But you can see with that kind of thing, you cannot throw him into that area. He's got enough on the plate. We cannot have a situation, it wasn't intended this way, frankly, where the National Security Advisor and the President runs the whole goddamn foreign policy. It doesn't work that way, Bob. It does not work that way. Yeah,
that's what
happens. That's what
we need is to redefine the role.
Yeah. I want to run, I can assure you, I'm going to run some of the major big flights. In other words, the Soviet thing, you're doing that. I don't mind this fooling around with the greeners. After the war, the commander-in-chief,
there was the old linkage thing comes in there and ties everything else.
It's bugging me about many other things, but it looks like you've got everything on this place. Straight out on other occasions, but... Well, that's a very conversation. It doesn't quite help the problem. But we've really got to start fighting this thing. I don't know, but I just can't see how you can have a situation now. Whether Dale will play, I don't know. It's just possible that he's a goddamn top-end fighter too in this sort of thing. You know,
talk to Bill, he calls again.
Which one?
See me, and really wondered, you know, he said, I just don't know what more I can do in this thing. He said, I don't know how to track down and delete that.
Yeah, I forget.
And I said, well,
I don't blame him. I can't do that.
He does it, but he knows damn well we, you know, somebody over there put that thing out
and tried to screw us. And they tried to screw Henry, but the process is screw the president.
That's right. Which is what they regularly do.
That's right.
And if it doesn't get done here, the NSC people don't do that.
Yes.
Henry's right on that point. But, you know, we just, this kind of stuff is really ridiculous. And, you know, but I've got to do more to try to turn some of this on too, because we're just...
And we've got to
say that it all blew up and hit the fan when Henry put that thing out to the paper. He said somehow we should have let it do it. But Smith got all, you know, Smith's and so anyway.
Well, I have no promises.
Smith blew up and apparently commanded the CU at the time. And apparently it was quite a flat on the list, which I didn't know anything about. But
that Smith is about, I want you to let Bill know that my confidence in him is very, very good. I'm just letting him go over there, but I'm gonna I gotta write a letter to bring myself. I mean to go see him. That's true. If Henry's able to make a deal with him. Now, that'll be a problem. But that Smith is a disloyal son of a bitch, Bob. He's not playing our game at all.
Well, I'm just saying Bill recognizes the problem. He knows it's counterproductive.
Bill is sensitive enough to know that it's a hell of a burden on me following around. Huh? I have the problems in the economy.
Yeah, just tell your own staff.
And you know, in the war and everything. Then they have people like this. And
sure, you always do. You have to deal with people.
I don't have much. This is not bothering me that much. Except that I must say that childishness, that's really what it gets to. It's just childish and petulant. And frankly, wishing something to happen for the wrong reason. Goddamn, he shouldn't want this to have a war in the Middle East. You know that. He shouldn't want that to blow up,
sure.
No. On the other hand, we should want him to succeed. basically, you know that well. Do you disagree with me that he doesn't really have a bias on the jury side?
I think he probably does. I really don't know.
I sense every time he brings it up. You know, he doesn't.
Yes, I don't know whether it's a bias on the Israeli side or whether it's a bias. I agree. He's tangled in that.
Yeah.
I mean, all this stuff is personal. He's a... everything else. You know, North Vietnam talks a lot. He's very cold and detached.
Oh. Childish. Never again would pretend to be that. Yet, it does a superb job in going through masses of material.
Well, he is detached. He's an orientalist. And strategist.
But we've got him. I think I have done it myself. We've let him. Well, we've had some crunches, but we've let him get. Also, while we played him up too much, that's another thing. Put him out there in those damn briefing sessions. And all of you can talk to television commentators. I think that's all right. Don't you? I think Rogers objects to that. No. Background talks.
Should do.
Well, anything this week. Let's wait a week. Let Henry get all of his current. Bring out the office, come in here and say, all I can tell you is tell him that you're going to have a war in the Middle East before Friday. Did he tell you that today? That's his latest line. We're going to have a blow up in the Middle East. Well, that's all his answer is. Ah, hell, you can't do that. He's got too much to handle now. This may involve, in fact, Sapphire has a more.
He's very thankful about the Sapphire business. Then Larry called and said, Sapphire's going to want me to talk to him. What am I supposed to talk to him about? I thought I ordered for you. He says, what does
Henry want? He wants to go over and talk to him about it.
He says, that's what he's always done before. He should review the speech with
him. We're trying to save me time and time. This is the answer. This is what I can't understand. Good God, he had absolute confidence. Sapphire is an editor. He's going over and seeing what this is. Is that the problem?
That's a problem.
Good God, I didn't realize that would be any problem.
I didn't either.
So, that's the thing. But Jesus Christ, Sapphire doesn't do a thing without checking with Henry. He just goes over and Bob Henry is a lousy writer. That's the problem. He goes and reads the speech, it'll come back with some goddamn turkey phrase that I've got to rewrite or Sapphire's got to rewrite. So why not get him in on the first instance?
See, that's why Price has so much trouble working with him, because he...
Is that right?
...is doing this. Right? I guess Bill's willing to work with it.
Oh, Sapphire.